Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kyle Paletto.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, an Australian game tops Devolver's top earners, Oblivion Remake is real and here, and Control spin-off FBC Firebreaks gets a release date. Here's the news for Sunday, 27th of April. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
At a recent investor presentation, the publisher team Devolver Digital have shown their biggest franchises by revenue, and one Aussie game tops the list. Cult of the Lamb, developed by a Melbourne-based Massive Monster, was at the top with a total lifetime revenue of more than $90 million, which is approximately $140 million. That's massive. Pardon the pun there. And we don't normally get the chance to see these sort of numbers at all. It would be easy to say that this is one of the most successful Australian-made games ever. Devolver Digital's first-party titled Astroneer was second with more than $80 million, followed by Stronghold and Serious Sam.
The list is interesting because it shows how many titles have been released for each franchise, as well as how many are in the pipeline. The total revenue for the top 10 games is more than $430 million. In the meeting, the publisher said they were going to focus on releasing more paid DLC, especially after the success of Cult of the Lambs DLC. They're also going to focus on smaller development budgets with high success for potential, working with Nintendo on Switch 2 games and more, which I guess means smaller budgets, but just making good games, which is one of those ones where it's like, I assumed that that's what they would always be trying to do, right? Last week, we said that there were some pics of the Oblivion remaster and that it made the remaster feel a bit more legit. But guess what? It's actually here. I'm sure you've all heard of it by now, but on Tuesday, Bethesda, is in a live stream, announced the remaster of the 2006 game developed by Virtuous and then released pretty much straight away out to the public. The remaster uses an Unreal Engine 5 and it looks great. While it's not entirely Unreal, there are elements of the original engine buried underneath that makes the game feel close to the original still.
Some of the UI and leveling system have been updated to bring a bit closer to modern RPGs, and some of the enemy combat animation, sound, and visual effects are more realistic too. One of the most interesting things for me, I think, is that they added a sprint button. I honestly didn't realize that game didn't already have one. Look at how far we come. But look, I can't comment. Zelda didn't really get a jump button until Breath of the Wild. So there we go. It's available for about $85 Australian, and you can get it on PlayStation 5, PC, Steam, and Xbox Series X. I think the biggest question on everyone's mind is, can you mod it? Yes, you can. Those crafty modders over at Nexus Mods have already made a couple hundred mods, and that's without any official support or frameworks. I can't believe they've got that many mods already within a couple of days. That is insane. Johnny has been having a great time playing the game, though, since its release, so keep an eye out on our website for a review.
I have to say, I also am very, very happy about a sprint button. Have you tried to play any of the original Pokemon games, like the old Game Boy games, without?
Oh yes.
Without any kind of, you know, mods? My gosh, the dude just crawls.
Remedy announced this week that their upcoming shooter, FBC Firebreak, will be set in the Remedy Extended Universe and will launch on June 17. The release date was revealed through a live stream, which showed off gameplay of the Paper Chase and Hot Fix missions. The game will be set 6 years after 2019's Control, and you'll play as the first responder trapped in the impossible dimensions of the oldest house, fighting off possessed former employees of the Federal Bureau of Control.
The game will be a co-op shooter designed for pick up and play. So Remedy says it'll allow players both familiar and unfamiliar with the games to be able to hop in and out easily. It is a three-person co-op game, so you can either play with friends or a pair of AI-controlled companions. There'll be a bunch of in-game rewards, such as new gear, cosmetics, weapons, and more, which will be unlockable using in-game currency that you earn through missions. It's out on PlayStation 5, PC, and Xbox Series X and S on June 17. For those in the United States who were hoping to buy Ambinic's Game Boy clone, well, you'll have to wait a while longer as the company has suspended all shipments to the US. Their massive range of handheld emulation consoles are great, but thanks to the new tariff policies, Ambinic announced they were suspending all orders shipping from China to the US. They're currently recommending people to prioritize products shipped from their US warehouse, which are currently not affected by import duties.
These aren't new warehouses, though. As the products come out, the company starts to stockpile additional units, so the shipping is faster for people in various countries. When you buy from their storefront, there's actually an option where people can choose which warehouse they prefer the product to come from. However, it's only a matter of time before those stockpiles run out, but you can still buy their consoles by third-party sellers like Amazon. Another company, RetroTINK, has also suspended shipments, not just because of the tariffs, but due to a lack of guidance about how the tariffs will be collected. That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Out on the 28th is Badlands Crew, a vehicle combat strategy game set in a Mad Max-style post-apocalyptic world. Build your own war rig and see how long you can survive in the wasteland when Badlands Crew comes to PC this Monday.
Another big Xbox franchise makes the leap to PlayStation with Forza Horizon 5 racing onto Sony's console. One of the best arcade races of the last couple of years, it's cool to see the walls coming down. That's out on Tuesday 29th.
Next up, we have MotoGP 25, the latest installment in the motorbike racing sim that honestly looks phenomenal. And I'm not a MotoGP guy at all. I swear it's just getting harder and harder to differentiate between these current gen racing sims and real life. They just look insane. That's coming to all platforms on the 30th.
Out on the 1st is a brand new IP, Conquest Dark. It's a top-down action RPG, but also a roguelike and also a survivors-like. It's got it all. Level up and battle hordes of savage enemies this Thursday, exclusive to PC.
And also out Thursday is the long-awaited Skin Deep, the latest Annapurna release by developer Blendo Games. The super stylish sci-fi stealth shooter is coming to PC on the 1st of May.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And my name is Kyle Paletto. Thank you so much for listening.
If you love Walkthrough, why not share one of your favourite episodes on your socials? It's a free thing you can do to support the show. We're trying to get the word out and your help will make a massive difference. Don't forget to tag at SifterHQ so we can give you a shout out.
Sifter is produced by myself, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith, Chris Button and Kat Jani. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and Gianni DiGiovanni, who is Sifter's executive producer and also Walkthrough's script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sound for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcast.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Lightmap Sifter's interview podcast. Matt Newell, the developer of Lush Foil Photography Simulator, joins me to share about how the environments in this game were the genesis of this whole project.
It is a photography simulator, sort of inspired by my interests and the photography that I've done. At its core, it's about the environments. Like, I've really tried to just recreate a lot of places from around the world in lots of detail and tried to keep them authentic and tried to give the game a rich atmosphere, so be out there on your own, just like not have a true goal aside from get from A to B. So I think I do want to kind of promote like the enjoyment you get from just being immersed in where you are and just like wandering around.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on YouTube. Head to our website, sifter.com.au, or wherever you'd like to listen.